Thousands of residents in coastal Georgia have been ordered to head inland ahead of Hurricane Matthew. WABE's LEU spoke with some residents there this morning.
Kelly Phelps works at the front desk of the DeSoto Beach Hotel on Tybee Island. She says most of the island was already empty by mid-morning. The city issued a mandatory evacuation order yesterday. Phelps lives on Wilmington, the next island over.
You know, the traffic's been so crazy, and a lot of things are already booked right now. So I'm just going to kind of wing it out. I'm not really too worried about anything. As long as it stays down, I'm just more concerned a little bit about some of the wind damage as far as trees.
In downtown Savannah, some stores have been boarding up their windows, says Matt Wiestock. He's a barista at the Coffee Fox.
Almost every business on Broughton Street, which is pretty much the main drag in downtown Savannah, is closed.
Wiestock says he just got back in town from Atlanta last night, but could soon be heading back. LEU, WABE News.